idea.
This will be the second working session of the board on March 30th, 2020 at 7:13 p.m.
You can probably see my grill now, if I know that I'm alive.
There you are. Oh, handsome.
Dang. I'm here. I'm here.
You ruined the whole thing.
Who ruined the whole meeting, huh? I spent some time on the phone with Rob Cuff and some of his assistants, and they're working on a contingency plan that if we do come, which who knows if that'll happen or not, but if we do, they've got a contingency plan. We're still going to try to hold state tournaments. They're pretty adamant, and I talked to Larry about it. We both agree that we're really not interested in going into June and July. There was a big deal going around, a petition about just extend the whole athletic season into July, and we're going, no, we don't want any part of that. But to try,
Nevada's canceled everything.
For example, we could have state track at Snow Canyon High School for 4A. They're probably not all going to be at BYU because of the cost for the facility and just a lot of different, a myriad of reasons whether we can use it or not. So I've told principals that they're working on that. If we come back, we're going to still try to give kids some kind of an experience, but we'll see if we cross that bridge. So that's where the is. Any questions?
Well, I would agree that if we come back on May 1st, that is enough time to have a shortened season and a tournament with the spring sports.
Yep.
So I hope we can do that.
Or maybe just a tournament.
But I'm certainly against.
I hope we do too.
That thing about that is so many teams peak at certain times. It's just
so. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Did I have one other thing? Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Thanks. The meeting on the 14th. We'll just kind of do the same thing. So, I would assume the four of us that are here would probably be interested in being here on the 14th.
If you are going to be here, can you please let Kasia know so we can make sure we have food here for you?
I'll be here.
Lorreen and Lara and Becky, the quarantine Kasia will probably still be on. You would probably still want to do this via video conferencing.
Yes, please.
Yes.
We're not having school lunch delivered to you, though.
I'm going to expect it.
Okay. All the way to Colab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make it high to Colab.
Superintendent, we'll have.
They're snowed in right now.
Well, Pauline told me the same thing. We'll just have to do the same kind of public.
Oh,
and the public meeting that we have, you have to think about this. The public meeting.
Be the same thing.
It'll be the
it?
Same thing.
We'll just do it
right
from here.
The public meeting and do it.
Yeah, we can do it right here in this room.
Yep.
So that's the 14th, right?
Yes,
it's the 14th.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Ask another one.
So I've been wondering, and I'm sure there's been thought process going on with it, but there is a chance that if we don't open back May 1st and we don't get the opportunity to do graduations, has that been talked, discussed, and what would we do?
Yes, we were discussing it, Lorreen. Not sure exactly what that would look like, whether we do a remote, you know, graduation where we can still recognize students in some form. We haven't fine-tuned details to that point yet.
We're kicking around some ideas, Lorreen. I'm pretty sure and feel pretty confident if we come back May 1st, we won't do graduation at Dixie State. I think looking at the governor's plan, the phases that he has, that middle phase, I think it still would restrict us to have 5,000 or 6,000 people indoors to do a graduation, even if we're back in school. So I think the best case scenario, if we come back May 1st, maybe we pick one morning of that last week, and every school, if they would allow it, we have their own individual graduation outside of their football field. And then they're also looking at some options.
That's what I was thinking.
A drive-up option where a student could get out with their parents and stand and get a picture taken in their their gowns in with their school letter.
We'll hand them a Chick-fil-A bag on the way out.
It's kind of like dropping off the MTC now.
Kick them to the curb.
We have some of the best graduations we have at Dixie High. To tell you the truth, Craig may have seen some of those, like when we had both state baseball and softball going on at the same time. In some case, both teams were still up there, and we'd bring them back, and we would have a graduation out on the baseball field for just those kids. We can get pretty creative. We don't know exactly what that would look like. Richard gave you a little bit more of a picture about some of the things we've discussed. But yes, we're discussing those and considering our options.
Put them in stands, put them every other seat.
Okay. Yeah,
thank like you.
That. All right. You anything bet. Else, Ford? Laura, anything?
I just remind you of the USDA meeting tomorrow.
Oh,
online.
Yeah. Could you, I was thinking, can you send me that link again, Becky, or do we have it somewhere?
Yep, we got it in an email, but I can re-forward it to everybody.
Would you please? I yeah. missed it.
I can get on that. So if you'd send it, I'll get on tomorrow night.
So will everybody be remote?
Yes, and everybody's senior, remote. Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm just wondering how they're going to get steaks down here.
Yeah, that kind of,
yeah.
That bugs.
I don't think it'll happen.
It's called virtual food. It's very good for a diet.
That's right. It's not very fattening, is it? All right. Thank you, everybody. Hey, board that are on remote, I know it's not the best way, and Superintendent Craig, it's not the best way to do things, but we really appreciate your comments and being here. And thank you for taking the time.
You are welcome.
I wish you all well. Stay healthy, everybody.
I should be home at noon tomorrow. I'll just be quarantined for 14 days.
All righty.
Thanks,
Dan. Thanks, Laura.
You'll be virtually home?
I'm going to be virtually home. That's right.
That is my intention.
Yes.
We're done?
Yeah.